Get the kids on the transport, and I'll get the doors. Aight? We're good.
Wait, they're kidnapping the kids?
Hey, you're listening to Epithet RPG. Last time on Epithet RPG.
Oh, no. Last time didn't end so well.
You had your friend Fina, and you were fighting against Ben, a couple of his groupies, and apparently a boy you didn't see the first time around. Ben got to escape, but before then, he activated the Prometheus amulet on that boy, whose whatever epithet they had was burnt away by the Prometheus amulet's raw fire. Fina got you all into an elevator and hit the button on the way out. And the last thing you saw of her was a halo of flame surrounding her as you shot up the elevator shaft.
Fina.
How's everyone feeling?
I'm unconscious.
You are unconscious.
Are we doing round robin this time?
Yes.
All right. So is it my turn then?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Eleanor is literally on the floor sobbing. For, you know, obvious reasons.
There's a cat on the floor with you.
It's still there?
It is still there.
Oh my gosh, it's still there.
It plays with this flower that fell from your head. Like, because you have some sort of, like, flower thing. It bats at it a couple times. It looks at you with tears in its eyes, and it slowly fades out of existence as you go further and further higher up.
No, you actually did that.
Oof.
You actually did that.
Enrique, what are you feeling?
Enrique is, he's... Honestly, he's kind of beating himself up about this because he keeps thinking, like, if he had just done better, he could have gotten to Ben faster, could have stopped this from happening. But he also feels bad because even up until the end, like, even though his suspicion had lessened, he never stopped being suspicious of Fina. And now he realizes that suspicion was entirely misplaced.
Yeah. I can't even imagine how that must feel. Only some diabolical person would have baited you out like that.
Oh, only the most diabolical.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Miu, how are you feeling? The last thing you saw was you remember... You kind of blacked out for a bit, and you're coming to now. The last thing you saw was your friend Silver attacking Ben, but then it looked like she caressed his cheek, and he smiled at her.
Oh, no, you made it worse.
That's what you think you saw. And then after that, it was fire, and then you completely black out.
I imagine she's having very mixed feelings, not only over the Silver thing, but she notices that Eleanor is crying, and she's more focused on that and really, really wants to help, but doesn't know how.
As you all linger on these slots, except for Silver, who is, you know, knocked out, you hear wheels moving. You look below, and you see S-O-S-O-O-P there. And they, like, wave one little arm out. Hello. You all seem sad. No one's willing to take his shit, apparently. So you just go higher and higher. At some point, however, you know in the elevator shaft, you are going up. And you're going up at a very fast rate. At some point, the walkie-talkie you had earlier crackles. And you hear a voice. Hey, guys! got the amulet. Let's get ready.
I've got the. I've got it, right?
No, that's you. Me. Got it. I thought I grabbed it.
You? I think you both grabbed walkie-talkies.
No, Enrique destroyed his.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's
right.
You destroyed yours. Yeah. You didn't want them hearing anything.
I'll hold my hand out to Eleanor. Let me see that.
Can I hug Eleanor, please? Give her.
You hug Eleanor.
Yeah.
At some point, you hit some floor. You're not sure which, and the elevator doors open. Eleanor, who had been like leaning against the door, falls forward.
And of course, because let's just be mean to the person who's suffering.
You see on the wall, it says floor 16.
You see on the wall a picture of Fina. It says employee of the month.
Oh,
no! Dang. Oh, that's...
No!
Yep, okay.
No.
Canon.
Oh.
You really had to go there.
Eleanor gets up and like tries to mess with the controls to get the elevator to go back down.
The thing is, when you open this and you go out, you see it seems to have been some sort of hidden elevator. It like slid a panel sideways. There's no controls on the front that you can see.
Okay, well then I go back in and like just try and get it to go back down. You know, like when you smack your computer, it's not working. It's like get it to work. Like she does that with like the sides of the elevator to try and get it to go back down. She's trying to do anything to get back.
There are some like keypads there, but SO pipes up. Unaffirmative. Class A personnel required to man elevator.
Oh no.
I just keep hitting it harder.
You're gonna break it.
I don't care. I want to get down.
What do the rest of you do?
Still unconscious.
Yes.
Hold Eleanor back.
What did like just looking at the goons that Ben had when he came in, like what taking an estimate, what would be like the average age that they like appeared to be?
I'd put anywhere between 15 to 24.
Okay. Eleanor, can I see that walkie talkie?
I already handed it over.
Alright, okay. I didn't hear that part. My bad.
Alright, no, it's true.
I'm gonna take the walkie-talkie, and I'm gonna say, "Hey, boss! What was the rendezvous point again?"
He hears, like,
smart.
What? Wait, who's that? Whatever, you know what? Sure. We're all getting ready to, like, leave out the first floor. Mari, you got the blast doors? And then you hear, like, a crackle in response, being like, "Yeah, I got the blast doors, but what the fuck? Class A override? Someone's locked the gates for moving. There's a manual override somewhere, but I'll need time to find it. I can't get up the gates. I don't know what the fuck to do right now. I'm gonna need a couple minutes."
All right, well, we gotta keep going up.
That sounds like a trap, the first floor.
Whether it's a trap or not, we can't just, like, let them get away with this. You saw what that thing did down there. We can't let them continue to do that whenever they want, with whoever they want.
Eleanor starts crying again.
Oh, no!
S.O.
cry.
S.O. rolls out the elevator, and he points towards... He points towards, like, a small directory of this floor. If I might interject, you are currently lacking a critical member of your party. Perhaps we should enter the med bay.
That just makes her cry harder. What are you talking about?
No, honestly, me.
She's talking about Silver.
We didn't ask for your input.
Is Silver still out?
I'm still out on the floor.
She's just kind of dead.
What happens when you explode a grenade in your face?
I think enough time, Silver has stirred, but she'd be at 1 HP.
Okay.
They obviously can't come.
Yeah, Silver, you're up.
Yay!
The last thing you remember was a loud flash and a bang, and you went unconscious. You felt something stirring inside of you, as if urging to escape, but you're not sure what.
Oh.
You reach over to your head, and as to adjust your hat, and you realize your hat's not there anymore.
Your hair is mostly singed, too.
Oh, no!
You are right next to the fire.
That's true. Right now, I'm just too tired to care. And I just, like, flop my hand back down.
You're in a lot of pain.
I'm sure I am.
Lots of friends.
How much stamina do I have?
Not enough, honestly.
I know, but I can try and heal some of the wounds or, like, take away some of the pain.
You got zero.
I know. What's my health on?
It's really low, too.
3.
I wanna help. Because I couldn't help before.
You're spent.
I know.
We're all pretty spent, except for me.
Whoops.
It's me who didn't fight.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, I did sock that one chick.
You did do that.
That was effective. You did.
I look to Silver. Are you okay to walk now, or do you need me to continue carrying you?
I can try.
Alright.
Dexterity check?
I recommend we try to find wherever this medbay is and patch ourselves up and make our way to the first floor.
10. You can stand, but shaky.
Cool.
The current target number, by the way, for everyone, is 9.
I just passed.
Alright, I'll go over and, like, support her. Like, help her walk.
Yeah, sounds good.
Right.
Does anyone want to lead the travel for the med bay? It's not too hard. I would say like a solid pass would get anyone, but who's going to lead?
I can lead the way.
Okay. Can I get a wisdom check?
All right.
It'll be a 6.
13?
Yeah. 13. Yep. You travel along. Soup's squeaky, like, wheel right behind you.
I think Soup lead us. They know.
Once in a while, like, Soup will look towards Silver and, like, you know, you're pretty certain it doesn't have facial expressions, but you can almost feel it sticking out its tongue. But after, like, watching you for a little bit, it stops doing that. Like, it feels bad.
I love that robot, but I don't trust it. It's way too human-like.
Oh, yeah.
All right, if Miu loves the robot, it's obviously evil.
I hate you.
Right now, I'm too tired to care.
You travel a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, you hit the med bay.
Yay, the music changed.
You open, like... It's not even opening. It's another panel in order to open up the med bay. S.O., like, snakes up one of its coily arms into, like, a socket to it. And the panel slides over. And you all enter.
Yay.
All right. I'm going to look around for bandages, just anything that could help. Perhaps maybe some light snacks, if they have that here. I don't know.
Is there any burn cream? Because I'm pretty sure I have some nasty burns from literally running.
Actually,
both you and Silver do.
Let's do this thing. Let's do another round robin. I love doing these. It really allows you all to introduce things into the world that, for me, I don't feel I should make people roll for.
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Silver again. Silver, what is one thing in this place that you'd like want, and it has?
My first thought is kind of like those medical beds.
It definitely has a medical bed. You immediately lay down.
Stretcher? No.
And go flop. No shit's given.
Oh.
Bleep. Eleanor.
I'm just trying to look for that burn cream. Because, like I said, I probably have some burn stuff. And, like, I did get smacked in the head with a rock.
You find a sort of, like, gel. It's, like, weird and green, and you've never seen it before. And it says testing gel.
Does it specifically say burn gel, though?
Testing-R.
I don't trust that, but, you know, it's fine. I'll put it on my legs.
It feels really good. And it's and actually heals you up a bit. Get back 10 hit points.
Oh, yee. I'm almost back to normal.
No, you're not.
I said almost. My highest is 20, so like...
Okay. Enrique, what do you find in here?
All right.
Enrique looks around and he does find some bandages, like gauze and supplies for like stitches if anybody needs that, but...
Yep. For, oh, yeah. Stitching. Yeah, you find like a basic like first aid kit as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Miu.
I don't think I'm looking for anything in particular, so I think I'm just gonna kind of sit by Silver, like obviously glaring at her, but making sure she's alive.
Yeah, she's
ice cold stare.
As a meta moment here, by the way, if I can suggest something, y'all are likely going to go into another dangerous situation, right?
Likely, yes. Wait.
Yep.
You have a lunchbox that randomly generates up to 4 items for food. It might be good to pre-roll those and just get them out so you don't have to spend time later on trying to get items out.
How long do we have to rest here?
A couple of minutes. Well, I mean, as long as it's necessary.
Yeah, wait, can I just stuff a bunch of medical supplies in my bag?
Just looting medical supplies. Okay.
Well, I'm taking some of that like weird gel stuff because I mean it worked, right?
Aloe.
It's mostly narratively enough to heal you right now.
All right, fine. I take stuff that would heal.
Because I could use some of that.
All right, can I just put some on Silver then, real quick?
It heals them for 10.
Yay!
Oh.
Could I? Use the first aid kit to try and help Silver out too.
You know what? Make a roll. Make a +3 roll.
+3.
And if you succeed, I'll give him another 1d8 of hit points. No. Enrique is not very good with his hands.
I'm not trained in first aid. I don't know how to do doctor stuff, okay?
Wait, is my stamina?
Yeah, all the epithet users, your stamina is fine too.
Okay, I was going to say, oh, let's heal her, but I'm going to need that. Can I try with the med kit then?
Sure, go for it.
Right.
Yeah, so all epithet users... Yeah, all epithet users increase your stamina to maximum.
Alright, no modifiers for the check?
It's technically wisdom +3.
Three? What? My wisdom's only 1.
+3 because you have the kit.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. Please don't.
I think I added all my stats right. You can add my stats back, right?
That's good.
All right. I guess I'm a doctor now.
You heal them. You heal them for another D8. Roll a D8, please.
Oh shoot! Which one is that?
Roll magic effort at the top.
All right.
That'll be enough. They heal for 5.
5?
Me?
Yeah.
Yee! I healed you.
Thank you.
Yeah, as I was suggesting, Miu, you might want to roll for some food items before the combat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 16 health. You don't have to worry about me anymore.
Please.
Okay. You know,
physically, I'm doing please. Good. Emotionally, I'm still tired.
Okay. What a mood.
Oh, that's fine.
What
that's
a
fine.
Mood.
I will roll these for items that are food. Let me see. 1, 2, 3. Oh, okay. You find a can of soup. You did roll the best thing in the game, technically.
It's the soup?
It's the soup.
Yay!
How fitting.
Jeez.
That makes me happy.
Okay, and one more food. Okay, you get these 4 healing items. Yeah, so anyone listening, I do now have a table of items, and from that, I generate these food items as well. They got Spell-em-up soup. It's food, 3 uses, heals 3 HP, or grants +2 int. Milky pinecone heals 1d6. Edible cereal marshmallows, 4 uses, heals 1d4. However, if you eat it, next turn, you can move far and act. So you can, like, go really fast and still move and, like...
Sugar rush.
Yeah, kind of. You also got Soup in the Thermos. One use, heals 9 HP, and heals from freezing.
This makes me happy.
We got two soups.
Yay.
Yep, there you go. Those are the food items Miu has on board.
Alrighty.
Eleanor should probably eat one of those. She's still like 10.
Yeah.
You are now lower, have lower HP than I do. You need some sort of healing.
Is there nothing else I could use to heal the rest of my HP? Nope.
Nope. I gave you all just a bunch of healing items. Gee.
Yes, I know, but like, apparently I have more HP than everyone else.
Do you want to use any of the items now then? There's nothing else in the med bay I'm willing to
Darn. Share. Sharing is caring.
Yes, it really is. You can take it all.
We don't Enrique, know how to use anything else in the med bay.
Enrique, I'll let you go back up to 23. You've had some time and you didn't get hit in the last fight at all.
Oh, all right.
Lucky you.
Dude, I got 2 HP. You got like 15.
Does anyone else want to use the healing items? This may be your last chance.
I'll steal a healing item then. It would be enough to get me back up at least closest to 20. Besides the soup and the thermos, save that for a rainy day.
I'm good,
no, really. Don't think I need to right now. I'm not doing terribly.
If all of you have the soup here, y'all will heal 3 HP, which is pretty good.
Okay, fine.
Okay. So Miu makes a bunch of soup for everybody.
Yay!
So
Kay wants to know if there's a sniper rifle.
There's no sniper rifle.
That's sad.
I kind of thought so.
Is this just cold?
No, it's warm. There's a small like burner here in the med bay.
Is it cold because of Miu though? Because Miu's making it.
If I touched it, it'd probably get a little chilly, so you can reheat it yourself.
So it's like lukewarm?
It's like lukewarm. So Eleanor, Miu, and Silver, heal up 3. Okay?
Yay.
Alright, 16's not that bad.
21.
Okay, everybody. Y'all are
all right.
Healed up.
Yay! Thank you.
Alright.
Back to story mode.
Oh boy.
Back to story mode. Alright, folks. Is there anything you want to talk about here? Because y'all get a moment to do or say anything right now before I progress.
I ask everybody, like, what happened while I was out?
A lot. Just a Eleanor lot.
Starts sniffling. Eleanor starts sniffling and looks really upset again.
Yeah, someone should notice that somebody's missing.
I was about to say that.
So, Ben got the amulet. He gave the Inferno, or Incinerate, that's what it was, epithet to that kid. And the kid started going supernova. And just filling the room with fire. Fina opened a secret elevator and got us out, but in doing so, stayed behind.
Eleanor starts actually crying now at the mention of Fina's name. Oh. I'm just crying a lot.
The elevator, you would know, fit 2 people at most. So with 4 people crammed in there, she wasn't able to fit either.
Oh no.
I would have made her fit. I still would have pulled her in.
Just embrace her in a hug. That would have worked.
You know, I would have done that.
Again, notice Eleanor was crying and I'm just like, okay then. Sorry I asked.
Now, I'm trying to go stop Ben before this happens again and again and again. Whether you guys join me or not, that's up to you. But
oh hell yeah, I'm joining you.
Put this guy down.
I have a personal bias. I have a personal vendetta against this guy.
I'm going to kill him.
Another thing I missed, I assume?
He hurt Hina. I don't know where she
technically he did it indirectly, if you think of it.
He's not gonna survive.
He did it indirectly. Oh,
he knew what he was doing.
He killed his own companion. He left them to burn. Left Fina to burn.
Yeah.
Eleanor starts crying again.
That much is true.
Wait. There were a couple people left down there?
The people we were fighting, they didn't get out with Ben.
Oh. Oh.
They didn't make it.
They're... Okay, so what I got so far and what I missed... Ben's a bitch.
Yes.
Fire boy. Underground is on fire. People are dead.
Okay, no.
We assume so.
Eleanor mutters Schrodinger's cat to herself.
Ah, and now we are on a mission to go kill Ben?
Yes.
I'm going to kill him.
I'm so scary torn.
Okay.
I don't know what to do.
Are you saying this out loud?
Yeah. Sure. You know what? She says it out loud.
What do you mean you don't know what to do?
How can you stand behind a person like that?
It's not necessarily that I stand behind him per se.
What are you torn about then?
Mew probably starts panicking.
I mean, Eleanor's already crying.
Well, doesn't like to...
This is just a mess.
Don't like to be questioned.
Is it because you like his music?
Why is that so funny? He's just, you know, sexy in all caps.
He's not, though. I don't understand. What the heck?
Oh, Jesus.
It doesn't matter how attractive you do or do not find him. You understand how his actions are atrocious and despicable,
he's
right?
He's killed people!
Monstrous.
Sexist.
That is also
true. He's killed people!
I don't know what's worse, being sexist or murder.
I'm done speaking as my character now.
Okay.
Alright. Hi, folks. Sorry, did I miss anything?
You missed everything.
No, we're
you
just...
missed everything. How could you,
I got questioned.
How could you walk away from that?
We tried confessing to you about her conflicted feelings about going after Ben.
Oh, God.
But she kind of shut down.
And then I called her out.
Ben is sexy, and I don't know how to feel about that.
He's not, though.
I think you know how to feel about that, you just don't like how you feel about that.
Ben is attractive if
no,
you're
he's
into,
not.
Like... punky Green Day rockers.
Oh hell yeah,
so, like,
dude.
If you shop at Hot Topic, essentially.
Oh, I do. Let's go.
I shop at Hot Topic.
Shop at Box Lunch.
Anyway, while you were gone, we were talking, and now we're ready to go out and kill Penn.
Great, because just as you all finish talking, and just as Miyu shuts down, the walkie-talkie crackles again.
Oh.
You hear Mari crackle. How does her voice sound? Ben, we found a thing. It's like fucking, how can I say this? There's a manual override somewhere here in the chairman's office on the 20th floor. Ben, can you grab that? We need everyone else to move the hall, and you fucking got the digging one wiped getting the amulet. Who else was supposed to open these goddamn gates? And Ben's like, yo, get off, back off, step off. We got others to replace them. No big deal. Yeah, that's not the right kind of trade-off.
I hate him even more. I didn't think it was possible.
Look, I'll head right for it. Get everyone else out of here as soon as you can. The moment the gates are up, we're out. Get the kids on the transport and I'll get the doors. Aight? We're good.
Wait, they're kidnapping the kids? Are they trying to kidnap the kids?
Wait, what?
Sure sounds like it.
I can't let him get away with this, then.
What do y'all do?
Alright, well, Eleanor is now extremely pissed. She's both sad and pissed, and is full of murderous intent.
Let's head out. We gotta close as much distance as fast as possible.
The CEO's office, or whatever he was talking about. Maybe let's head there, 20th floor.
Chairman.
Ben's gonna be there. Let's get him!
Yeah. Let's head that way.
Alright. Esso stands in front of the door being like, no one's allowed in the chairman's office. Highly classified.
This is not the time to be lawful!
How big is Esso?
He goes to halfway up your calves at most.
I'm just gonna pick him up and carry him.
No, please. We need to. No. Beep, beep, beep. You guys are jerks.
We're the good guys.
No, no. Just them.
Well, I mean, I could have stomped on you, but I didn't. So, let's go.
You were way nicer.
No, I'm supposed to kick him.
You were way nicer.
So, y'all will have to climb roughly about 4 flights or take the elevator.
Can we take another elevator?
Doesn't the elevator need access?
There's a regular elevator.
Oh, right.
Let's take the regular elevator, preserve energy.
All right.
They could stop the elevator at any time.
Yeah, you can't stop stairs, at least not easily. It's a lot easier to halt an elevator. I'd rather go up the stairs.
Yeah.
You all say, staring at the elevator and being like, oh, man.
It's only 4 flights of stairs. It's not too much.
Okay. Everyone, can I get quick constitution checks?
See, this is why I wanted to take the elevator.
Oh, no!
Oh! This is why I said to take the elevator!
Nice nat 1.
My thing's going so bad.
God.
Why don't you ever listen
Well, I'm
to
getting
me?
My night started early.
I use my star steps all the time. This is nothing.
Did you roll? Did you roll?
We rolled really bad.
Did Silver roll? Is that 6 yours?
I did. I got 6.
Okay, Miu, can you roll?
I'm trying. Okay, here we go. Finally.
Oh, Miu's
damn, she does better than me.
Miu is like excited, understanding that she's probably going to see Ben one more time. Everyone else is either tired, depressed, or like thinking too hard about the kids.
Oh, the poor kids.
At least from this fail, all of you get 1 karma.
Yay.
You know, that's nice.
Oh, wait.
At least we didn't fail on something important.
Try writing in your own karma.
Knock on wood, folks. Knock on wood.
Can I try
wood.
That? What do I...
There we go.
There's like a little drawing thing on the left. If you can't, I'll just do it for you. It's fine.
Beep.
Oh, you did. I'll put...
I got
good job,
God. You doing all right?
For anyone that doesn't know this, karma is something that whenever someone fails a roll, they get +1 to all rolls, and it stacks up to +6 at most until they succeed. At any point, if they roll and they succeed with karma, they can also add karma to their effort, which is good. Like, so,
I didn't know that.
Things like that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I added a new detail. Consider this like a playtest, right?
Yeah.
So, you all make it up to the top floor. To the CEO's office. Or the chairman's office.
Is that the scene you were making Coda draw?
Silver made this lovely background for us. It's perfect.
I see it.
So, you open the chairman's doors, and you find a very high-ceilinged, plush office. There are 2 couches, like long couches along this whole room, and a very large mahogany desk at the very head.
All right. I'm going to look around for... They were looking for the manual override, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see if I can find that.
Okay. Can you get an intelligence check?
Yep. All right. Add my karma.
No. Yeah, 1 more karma.
Well, awesome.
Oh my god, these rolls are not working for you today.
Today? At all.
Yeah, didn't you tell me you only get like a nat 20 once a month?
Yeah.
That's rough, fam. Okay, so you start looking around. You look at the desk and you can't really find anything concerning that. It looks like it'd be just like a regular desk. And you're like, how is the manual override supposed to be here? Anybody else?
I don't trust this. I don't trust this at all. Based on how you phrased that, I don't know.
Do you trust anything I say?
I don't like how you phrased that. It just makes it sound so suspicious.
Everything I say is suspicious.
Fair, but still.
I go and browse this bookshelf over here.
Oh wait, there's bookshelves.
Yeah, the walls are all bookshelves.
Oh, then yes, definitely through the
walls are bookshelves, aren't they?
You look through the bookshelves. What are you searching for?
Also just browsing, but also checking the books for, like, the secret book door handle. You never know.
You know, you're not wrong.
You really don't.
You're not in here.
There was already one of those, so.
You're not wrong.
Can I get an int check?
For me?
Mm-hmm.
A 9.
With a 9, you start looking through the shelves. You find one book that says, "Open the secret door." And you're like, that can't be it. There's no way that can be it.
But try it anyway, because you never know.
And the bookshelf slides open, and there is a painting there.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm smart!
Are you sure about that?
I'm trying.
You have to wonder, why is there a painting behind the bookshelf?
What's the painting
of? It is a painting of the man, the chairman. He is bald, he has roundish glasses, and kind of like a short, stubby face. And he has a tie on.
Why does that sound like a fusion between me and a rich...
Basically, Professor Rowan.
Yeah, the door thing.
It's just Professor Rowan from Pokemon.
God, y'all and your references.
You know what?
All right.
You're not...
That's interesting.
How big is the painting?
It is... I don't know the sizes of regular paintings. I mean, it's, like, big? It's the size of, like, 2 calendars next to each other. That help?
2 open calendars next to each other?
Yeah.
Is there a way to take it off the wall?
You heave at it, and it seems to be stuck there.
Let's take it off the wall, because there's something
behind it.
Does
it seem like it could slide, or, like, open from, like, a latch? On
Can we, like, swing it open?
Can I get another wisdom check from you?
For me?
Yep.
Oh boy, more karma.
Oh my god. It's so depressing.
Karma.
Oh!
Boom! No. Congrats!
Yay!
You gotta knock on wood, man.
You can't find any hinges. But you start, like, looking at the thing, and it looks weird. The texture of the painting seems to be slightly different in odd places. Specifically, the eyes.
Can Eleanor examine the painting since she's an art student?
Eleanor, move
bring
towards
your token
the
over here.
This is her forte, guys. Paintings.
I hold up my crowbar and I'm like, I could just pry this thing
No,
off.
Let me examine it. Be patient.
Okay.
Wrong side.
All
right. Listen, I don't think time's on our side. I don't think patience is something we can afford to have right now.
I know, but like, is it an intelligence check?
Yeah, but it'll be easy for you, so you have to roll against a 6.
That's much more. Yes.
Yeah, you're fine. And you lose your karma.
I didn't use my karma.
But.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. But it gets added to everything.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right, well, I didn't know.
So you're like, okay, you observe where the eyes are, and they feel smooth and glass-like.
Oh, I don't like that.
This isn't a painting. This isn't a painting, guys.
Whoa, who would have guessed?
Then what is it?
Are like, the eyes cameras?
No. Do you feel there's like a roundish depress around them?
Can I push it in?
You push it in. You hear this voice saying, "No!" And then the panel slides up. Behind
Ricky
the
oh. Visibly cringes.
It worked! I didn't know it was an actual robot that can feel things.
Like, Jesus!
It doesn't. It seems like that was just a recorded voice.
Oh.
Eleanor,
you guys are
a
getting
monster.
Upset at me over nothing.
I don't. 2 eyes, I hate that.
You guys are getting... Neither do I, but it's fake.
I didn't
that
say
it's glass.
Super
it's
uncomfy.
Glass, guys. It's just a button.
It was still very disturbing to watch that happen.
I was I was thinking of him saying woo instead, but then I'm like, nah. That'd be...
Bro, you should have. That would have been so cursed.
No, think of this. Imagine your eyes inverting.
please don't, please don't, please don't, please don't.
You're right. I just wanted to open the door. Why are y'all just doing this? I'm trying to help.
You are helping.
Anyway, the portrait slid open. What's behind it?
There is a small depress there. There is a quote on it saying, to see the light, you must go through the dark.
Oh, cryptic.
And it seems to be like some quote.
Of course, it's a quote. It's a reference.
It's
obviously.
It's not a reference. I just made it up now. Oh my god, you guys.
Well, it's still a reference, technically.
Okay, that's fair. Everything's a reference. There's also what seems to be a button.
That's the manual override, then.
It doesn't seem like anybody's been through here. Right? So we gotta stop them from getting to this manual override.
Would Mari be smart enough to be able to find it?
Probably not.
Behind the painting?
But behind the painting that was revealed by a book?
The book.
The book. Actually, speaking of the book.
As it was?
Well, the book said, pull this book to open the door or something like that. Can I take that book out of the shelf?
It was definitely not an actual book.
Well, yeah, but can I take it out of the shelf?
So
Wait. I can camouflage it so she can't find it.
You could also do that.
I could do that.
The bookshelf slid upwards. So it's on the wall. And the painting is also slid upwards on the wall. And you're also unsure how to reset it.
Is Soup still with us?
Mm-hmm.
They're S-double-O, whatever their
name I'm holding S-double-O-P.
S-double-O-P. S-O, please. S-double-O-P, please call me S-O.
Soup. I'm gonna call him Soup and they're gonna deal with it.
I am uncertain.
Can you reset this or pull this down?
I've never been in here.
Do you have access to that information?
I was the assistant of Tadley. I have minor access between anywhere from basement 7 all the way up to 19.
Hold on. You were the assistant to the chief of security, and as a robot, that's all the clearance you got?
Don't trust robots, man.
I don't think they're telling the truth.
A robot lying, really?
Beep boop.
I don't trust this.
No, human, guy. I hate it.
Alright, whatever.
Wait, can you reach up and pull the painting and the bookshelf back down?
How high is it?
Roughly about 10 feet in the air, along up on the wall. It's a little tall.
I can't do that.
Okay, I don't know. If it's that high up in the air, if my body weight can't bring it down, then I definitely can't. But I can attempt to.
As this happens, I think you've all had an amount of time. You hear an elevator bell ring.
Oh no.
Pull on that microbar.
No. Oh no, they're here. Can I have the brass knuckles, please?
Sure. I'll give you the
brass
knuckles.
You have a knife!
Yeah, but I don't like to kill people and I don't want to kill her because she's not Ben. I'm saving the killing for Ben.
Okay.
Last chance to prepare yourselves. What up?
But also, North, I will say, you now have to draw Eleanor with brass knuckles.
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Can't Enrique, reach up with his crowbar, catch the bottom of, the painting or the shelf and pull it down?
I can try.
Give me a dexterity.
Try that real quick. Somebody's coming.
All right.
Please don't fail this test.
Oh no!
I'm just farming the karma before the. I'm farming the karma.
Karma.
Damn it.
Oh my god!
Everybody else. Okay, so North got brass knuckles. Enrique got that.
Gonna punch a bitch.
I have gun.
You and Silver. What do you do?
I have gun. I take out my gun.
Oh yeah, you do have the gun.
I don't.
Do I still have my gun?
Anything.
Wait, no, you destroyed the gun in the battle with Mari, didn't you? The first one?
That was me.
You're like...
That was his gun.
Oh, that was you?
That was my gun, yes. Gun.
I barely used my gun throughout the entire campaign.
Silver gets a gun, woohoo. Yeah.
My gun, I tried to fire it and it
it's not a sniper
itself.
Rifle, sadly, but it's still a gun.
It's still a gun.
The door slams open.
Alright.
No.
Ben opens the door. He kicks it open.
Wait, what?
It's Ben. It's not Mare.
All right, no, I take the knife out, Ben.
No!
Time for the final boss. Oh boy. Next on Epithet RPG.